More than 100 people sat hushed in the McKnight Auditorium as Diane Ravitch took the stage. An assistant secretary of education under George H.W. Bush in the early 90s, Ravitch was an early supporter of charter schools and rigorous testing to judge a school's performance. In fact, she used to head the federal testing program. Now, though, she's a vehement opponent of both practices. Above all, Ravitch told the UNC Charlotte crowd, she thinks the education system has been co-opted by large organizations with wealthy backers.
In the end, what it comes down to is a handful of people with a huge amount of money versus the American people. And there are more of us than there are of them, but they have a lot of money and we don't.
In particular, Ravitch singled out Michelle Ray, former head of Washington, D.C. schools, and three major charities, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Broad Foundation, and the Walton Family Foundation, all of them big spenders that put a priority on standardized testing. Charlotte has been a recipient. In 2011, CMS won the Broad Prize, and it had received $3 million from the foundation to analyze data and test students to encourage a pay-for-performance system for teachers. Ravitch encouraged the friendly crowd to make their voices heard.
If you take nothing else from this discussion, take away the idea that you have power, and you have power to stop this madness, and you should use it. Thank you.
And some students seem to have taken that message to heart. Taylor Wall is a UNCC grad student studying special education.
We actually just started a student organization, UNTEST, which is United to End Standardized Testing. So grad students, future teachers, who are kind of working towards the same goals.
Exactly the kind of audience Ravitch was seeking. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.